Soldier Unknown, written by Nick James. Read-through crafted via Legion TTS software. You are about to hear an immersive audio experience of an adapted script for a story, world, and video game concept. Not quite a screenplay read-through, not quite an audio drama, and not quite a game. Subtitles for non-English lines are read aloud by the same character, and gameplay elements will be denoted as such. Copyright 2025, We Can Rebuild Him. For more information, visit soldierunknown.com.
In 1939, the German Wehrmacht army led by fascist dictator Adolf Hitler invaded neighboring Poland. Within months, Europe erupted into conflict as nations fell one by one. Within 5 years, the machines of war had engulfed the planet in blood and fire. By the summer of 1944, Hitler's Germany occupies Europe from France to Russia. Winston Churchill's Britain stands defiant despite relentless bombing. American forces joining the Allies against tyranny, having fought through North Africa and up Italy, have stormed Normandy's beaches. As the Allied advance through France slows against fierce German resistance, Hitler's grip on Europe weakens. But the war is far from over.
Exterior, Gotterlock Factory, 1944, Germany. Night. A haunting orchestral score fills the air as grainy propaganda footage flickers to life. The Gotterlock factory rises from the German countryside like a fortress from hell. All sharp angles and brutalist concrete, its smokestacks belching black clouds into the night sky. Harsh floodlights cut through the darkness, casting long shadows across the sprawling training grounds below. A squadron of Eisenfalken, model number 13, robotic soldiers stand at rigid attention. Their bone-white, skull-shaped heads gleam under the floodlights, empty eye sockets dark and bottomless. Black leather armor creaks softly against the mechanical joints beneath. The soldiers burst into action. They vault over two-story obstacles as if gravity holds no sway. Fusion energy erupts from iron crossports in their chests, cutting through steel targets with ease. Their fists reduce concrete barriers to rubble. It's a terrifying ballet of power and a glimpse into the future of warfare. Exterior, Berlin, Germany, night. The film cuts to Berlin's Grand Boulevard. Thousands of citizens press against barricades, their faces lit with fevered excitement as they wave red swastika flags. An endless formation of Eisenfalken robot soldiers march in perfect unison, each footfall landing like a thunderclap against the cobblestones. At an ornate podium draped in Third Reich regalia, Adolf Hitler pins medals to his towering creations. The soldiers raise their arms in salute, their jetpacks ignite with a roar, and they soar into the night sky trailing smoke and flame. Exterior, Saint-Lô, France, Cloudline. The propaganda reel's final shot soars above war-torn France. Six Eisenfalken 13 cut through billowing clouds in tight formation, their black silhouettes stark against the stratosphere. Behind them, dozens more fill the sky. Far below, the French countryside stretches out, a patchwork of fields and hedgerows scarred by combat. Artillery shells burst in blooms of fire and smoke. The grainy footage stutters, then bleeds into vivid color, as propaganda becomes reality. We're no longer watching a film. This is happening now, above the burning city of Saint-Lô. The squadron streaks through actual skies. July 6, 1944, Saint-Lô, France. Explosions rock the squadron. One of the Eisenfalken, our protagonist, the soldier, takes a direct hit to his jetpack. Fire engulfs him as he spirals out of formation, trailing black smoke. The ground rushes up as he plummets, fields and fortifications blurring past. He hits the earth like a meteor. The impact carves a trench 50 feet long, throwing up soil and twisted metal. His body bounces and rolls, shedding parts. When he finally stops, the soldier lies broken and still, his white skull cracked open. Around him, the sounds of war fade to an eerie quiet. Chapter 1, The Soldier. Exterior, crater, Saint-Lô, France, countryside, night. Moonlight spills over the edge of a vast, smoking crater. At its center lies the soldier, a mangled wreck of metal and mud, half buried in the earth. Two pairs of eyes gleam from the darkness beyond the crater's rim. Balthazar, a living pancake creature with stubby limbs, round doughy body, tiny wings, and a wild beard, slides down the crater's edge, an oversized sword dragging behind him. Rosie, a sheep-like fairy with woolly fleece and delicate wings, flutters nervously behind. Balthazar.
Well, what about this one?
Rosie.
But you sure this one's a man?
Balthazar lifts the soldier's limp, broken hand.
And who knows? Good enough, same as rest. Has all the parts.
He pokes at a jagged crack in the soldier's head where metal has broken away.
Mostly.
From a pouch, he empties glowing multicolored seeds into his palm. They pulse with faint light, casting strange shadows across his face.
Now we do this.
Rosie.
Not all the seeds.
Balthazar.
She gives, I use.
He unceremoniously dumps the seeds into the soldier's damaged skull. They disappear into the darkness with a soft, musical tinkling.
The queen cannot eat you more than now. Impossible. If this one works out, she promotes us both.
For a moment, nothing happens. Then the soldier's body jerks. He rises slowly into the air, limbs outstretched. Light pours from every joint and seam in his armor, illuminating the crater in stark relief.
Only good things coming now. Yes, hey, Rosie.
Rosie.
Wow, it's beautiful.
The resurrection reaches its peak. A blinding flash forces Balthazar and Rosie to shield their eyes. The light fades. The soldier stands before them, towering over the tiny creatures. His damaged body hums with new energy. The soldier emits a shower of sparks from slots in his face. He examines his hands, turning them slowly as if seeing them for the first time. The black voids where eyes should be reveal nothing, yet his posture radiates confusion. Balthazar.
No rush. Big Bear, take it easy.
The soldier touches the crack atop his head, a viscous fluid sticking to his fingers. He recoils. He tears off one leather glove, revealing intricate metal pivots and gears instead of flesh. His head slumps as reality sinks in. Balthazar and Rosie exchange uncertain glances. The pancake man shrugs. Rosie, to the soldier.
Hello, sir. Can you speak?
The soldier notices the two fairies. His long, segmented neck rotates with a mechanical shudder, skull-like head pivoting toward them. He advances, body language shifting from confusion to threat. The soldier emits angry sparks. Balthazar, backing away.
Oi, oi, big mistake. Too many seed.
Rosie.
What do we do?
Two Wehrmacht scouts emerge from the darkness, their eyes widening. The low-ranking German troops raise their pistols, fingers trembling on the triggers. Wehrmacht Scout 1.
Halt! Identifizieren Sie sich! Stop! Identify yourself!
The soldier's attention snaps to the new threat. His empty stare shows no recognition, though something in his posture suggests buried familiarity. Wehrmacht Scout 2.
Ergeben Sie sich sofort! Surrender immediately!
The soldier's head tilts slightly. His damaged vocal system emits a low, electronic hum as he processes the familiar yet incomprehensible words. Rosie.
What are they saying?
Balthazar.
All bad. No good.
The Wehrmacht scouts, unnerved by the soldier's silence, open fire. Bullets tear through the soldier's body. He staggers back, fluid and sparks erupting from the wounds.
Oi, big one. No time for standing.
The soldier looks down at his injuries with bewilderment, then back at the Germans, confusion evident in every movement.
Bozumoi, you must fight back.
Something shifts in the soldier's demeanor. A straightening of the spine, a tightening of the fists, a deep programming awakens. The soldier engages in an interactive battle. Rosie.
Should we help?
Balthazar.
Niet. Let's see what this one can do.
The soldier moves with sudden, fluid speed. His fist connects with the first Wehrmacht scout's chest, a sickening crunch followed by stillness.
Ain't not bad. I think we found winner.
the second Wehrmacht scout empties his gun. More bullets pierce the soldier's armored body. He advances through the onslaught, unstoppable. Another devastating blow ends the fight. The soldier stands over the bodies. He picks up a fallen Luger pistol, examining it with familiarity, before sliding it into his empty holster. His fingers linger on the weapon, a ghost of memory in the gesture.